Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
You brought up a story earlier about you were creeped out by some old man that was offering you a whiskey basket. Well, I've got an interesting story on Bree.
Oh, no.
This was 6 months to 8 months into our first original partnership, and we had a deal we were sponsoring in Port Aransas, and it was Texas Parks and Wildlife Fishing Tournament.
Game Warden Fishing Tournament.
Game Warden.
Can I go on record and say that the Game Wardens are wild?
They are.
They are the most fun, and I love them. And thank you for being doing
Don't change
good,
the subject. I'm okay, trying sorry. To finish the story.
Hey, hey, everybody. This is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
This is the very first podcast with Whiskey Cam, brought to you by Devil's River Whiskey. She has her own camera.
Whiskey Cam.
So Kyle had this brilliant idea to start this thing where he has a Whiskey Cam, and it's on her the whole time. And then I didn't bring whiskey to the last taping, and he was like, what the heck? And I was like, oh no, so sorry. So she has her own camera, which she deserves, because everyone watches this podcast because of her. She's had a big day. She's sleepy. First of all, thank you guys for coming to the first live taping of Only Vans Podcast. We are doing it. I don't think it gets any cooler than this, right? What are we doing from here? It can't get any better. It's like real swanky down here. We're in the speakeasy. First things first, can you give these people just a smidgen of what you went through to get this still through three stories, and how I feel like God loves whiskey because he gave COVID to you so you could build this building. I think that's what happened. That's my take on it. But
well, good evening, Bree.
Oh, hi, Mike.
How are you?
I'm really good at podcasting. This is Mike Cameron, everybody, the owner, president, CEO, distiller,
something like that.
Of Devil's River Whiskey.
Thank you for hosting this tonight. We're honored to be here. You know, it was a project of a lot of thought, a lot of preparation. I was looking for a site downtown because I wanted to be where the tourists go. And 85% of the people that come in our doors are from somewhere else. And that's a great way to market your brand because they learn about you and then they hopefully go home and look for it in their hometown. So I looked at 10 different properties downtown, and this one was the first one I looked at. And I never really considered any of the other ones because it was such a great location. The challenges were that we're making highly flammable liquid in an office building. So what could go wrong?
Great.
So we had to come through a lot of hurdles. I worked with the city council for over a year, going to meetings, trying to convince them that everything's going to be okay. And finally, after 1 year of basically fighting to have the permission to start the project, they agreed. So as you know, I'm pretty hard-headed and tenacious, and I don't give up easily, sometimes to my own demise.
But join the club.
So that's kind of where it started, and worked on it for about a year and a half. In our grand opening, we were so excited, came, and it was March of 2020. So perfect timing. And the governor shut the state down and said, you know, restaurants, bars could not be open. And that took a lot of wind out of our sails because we had invested a lot of money in this place. We had employees ready to go to work. We had everything set. And then, I mean, in our lifetime, have we ever seen anything like that? I mean, I hadn't. I've been around a lot longer than you have.
I was going to say, I don't know. You've been here since.
Yeah. So, you know, if it wasn't for private events, we wouldn't have been able to survive that first year. So we did a lot of weddings and some corporate events, and it's a very weird time. You know, people wearing masks while they're getting married, and they pull the mask down to kiss each other and then put the mask back up again. And all the crowd, all their guests are wearing masks. It was just such a strange time. But I like to joke and say that love got us through.
Oh.
So weddings saved this place the first year, because otherwise we would have had very little income.
A labor of love and permits. But I also want to say, recently at shows, I wanted to talk to you about this off camera, but here we are. At shows recently, there has been an influx of divorce parties.
Yes.
I think we should advertise that you can have your divorce party at a whiskey. I'm just saying. And then I come and I play only breakup songs or like Shania Twain, and we should really go into the divorce party market. I think
that's
untapped.
A great idea. Yeah. Okay. We've had one divorce party so far I know of.
Oh, you already had it?
Just one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We need 100. We're going to work on that. And also, when do I get to meet Dave Bautista, and how come I haven't met him yet?
You will. Okay. He was just on at the Oscars, and they won an Oscar for his animated movie. I don't know if you saw that. And he was on not Fallon. What's the other one?
Kimmel.
No, it was Jimmy Fallon. And so, which was cool. And he's filming a new movie in Albuquerque starting in April. And so he's got four movies he's releasing this year. Dune 2 was the first one, which just came out on March the 2nd or 1st. And it's already killing it at the box office. And it's got great ratings from Rotten Tomatoes, both through viewership and through critics. Like trending like between 90 and 97, which is pretty good. When both of those sides are that high in ratings, it means a lot. So,
congrats, Dave. He likes whiskey and he likes dogs. So I feel like we would get along really well. He's into rescuing animals, and I'm trying to get into acting. So call me, Dave. We need to talk. I just don't know how to act. That's maybe a barrier. I've never done it before, but I feel like I could.
I think you'd be great at it, and I think we'll figure out a way to introduce you guys and you be on his next movie. I think that would make a lot of sense.
Okay, you heard it here first, and now it's binding because it's a verbal contract. I think that's how it works. I wanted to tell everyone that, like, we were just talking about when we met, and your lovely wife Sherry, who I love, you guys were at a show I was playing at Green Hall. I think I was opening for Charlie Robinson, maybe, actually.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is wild. And like, I have a song called Whiskey, and it says, I want a beer whiskey. And then you came up to me with a basket, and it had whiskey in it.
It's
with
a Texas-shaped basket.
Texas, get it right.
I did my homework.
Texas-shaped basket.
Because you were a UT graduate, and I was going to try to play it up as best I could.
Yeah, and you said, we want a beer whiskey.
I said, I want a beer whiskey,
okay,
is what I said.
Okay, sorry. And then I said, that's creepy. I don't know how I feel about this, but I was like, okay, let's
talk. She took the basket.
I took the basket, and I was like, I met this weird man, but the whiskey's good. So, and that started our partnership, which was 12 years ago.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I cannot.
Was not even 21. I'm just kidding. I was 21 12 years ago, of course. But
that's crazy. That's been that long ago. And it's been a good friendship ever since. And, you know, we've worked together and then not, and then worked together again, which has been awesome for me and our companies that we've had. And you've always represented the brands that I've had well. And, you know, you check a lot of boxes in that you're talented.
Drunk. No. That's not a box. That's not
that,
a box.
That. No. You're beautiful. I mean, is Bree beautiful? I mean,
oh,
come on, guys.
It.
Right. But people don't realize a lot of times you don't get enough credit for being smart. You're a very intelligent person. And I've noticed that over the years. It's like you always kind of surprise me. You're smarter than I think you are.
And I love math. And physics and stuff. Thank you. That's very nice.
No, so, but you've stayed independent all these years, and you've figured out a way to manage that against all odds, is that you manage your affairs and you've been successful doing it, even though it's a grind and it's hard, you're comfortable with it. And I think you do it a lot. You do all of it. And it's impressive to watch over the years and how your career's grown, how your skills on guitar and your voice have improved. So it's been fun to watch all these years.
I'm going to cry. Thank you.
Well, it's true.
Well, you've helped me so much, and you continue to help me. And it's kind of like the shows and the van troubles and everything, and people, when people talk to me about being a musician and how hard it is, and sometimes they're like, I don't understand. It's like, well, I've been able thankfully, to build partnerships that really help me out, and I'm able to keep doing what I love because of other people that believe in me. And of course, I don't work with anybody that I don't obviously mutually like really respect. And you've always done the same and built amazing brands, and you're really good at marketing, and you're really kind, and you also sing really good. Maybe we'll talk you into singing later. I don't know how you feel about that.
But. I'd rather hear Whiskey sing.
She's asleep. I actually saw her. We saw her under the barrels, like licking the floor. So.
Yeah, there must be a leaky barrel or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's my dog's drunk, everybody. Don't call PETA. She has like fluffy bed at home. She's fine. But I want to talk about Devil's River. I mean, I want to talk about the whiskey, of course, but I think that what stands out to me, like you're talking about me as a person and you as a person, and your company does so much for charity. I mean, just this year alone that we've been working together, I've been to multiple charity events where you've raised, like, I am blown away at the kind of money that comes out of those charity events. I mean, it's just like tens and tens of thousands of dollars every single time I come here for an event. So it seems like you make giving back a priority, and that's really important to you.
You know, I never thought about it when I first started the spirits business is there's an opportunity to help others, and you know, I've always felt like if you've been blessed, you should give back, and fortunately this industry or this business has helped me do that, and I had no idea the impact that we could have. And you know, there's some charities that we've been working with for 10, 12, 15 years now that just continue to grow. Pretty much any kind of charity you can think of, we've been involved with, but I've kind of migrated towards military, you know, a lot of rescue stuff for dogs, kids, cancer, those kind of things. And it just seems like it feels good to be able to help others if you can. And we get something out of it. And what we get out of it is our name recognition for being there. And that's not our first intent of being there, but it offsets their costs for their events. And we've got this one girl, Crystal, who you've met.
Oh, yeah, she was on my list to talk about. We have to talk about her.
Well, she ties right into the charity. So this was one of our Devil's River promotional girls. And we were doing the music festival up in Oklahoma.
Born and raised?
It was Medicine Stone. Did you ever play that?
Oh, yes, I played Medicine Stone.
I thought you did, yeah.
Yeah.
So the first year we did Medicine Stone, Crystal was up there, and she was working with a couple of other promotional girls. And it was kind of slow, and she was in the Devil's River booth, and she was... There was no customer, so she was just boredly painting on a whiskey barrel. And I was like, that's really good. And I asked her, I said, would you think about doing that for like a fundraiser? This is like an idea. This is like a starving artist. And Crystal, as you know, she's beautiful. She's got a wonderful personality, and she's super talented with a paintbrush. And she goes, yeah, that'd be great. So I threw her into the fire, and the first event I brought her to was the George Strait Military Fundraiser. And so it's a 3-day event, and she's out on the golf course, and all these billionaires are driving by in their golf carts trying to talk to this pretty girl.
Drunk.
3 days she put up with it, and she's painting on this whiskey barrel, and there's big celebrities that come there, like Tom Watson and Mike Shanahan and, of course, George and Randy and all these guys, and she's trying to paint their faces the best she can. And then the third night is the auction that evening, and she's just trying to finish up the barrel and get it up on stage. So my son and I brought the barrel up on stage for her. She was still covered in paint. She didn't have even time to get dressed up for the event. And she said, do you think it'll bring a lot of money? And I said, yeah, I think it will. And she goes, do you think it'll bring $1,000? And I said, pretty sure it will. So we got it up there, and the first bid was like $2,500. Then it went for $5. Then it went to $10. Then it went for $25. Then it went to $50. Then it went to $75. Went to $125,000. I looked over at her, and she was just bawling. And she was just so, like, overwhelmed by the whole experience, but it started her career in a commercial way for doing art. And by being at these events, she's been introduced to all these people who have homes that want big murals put in their house. She's done a mural for Sherry and I at our house in Colorado. She's done man caves for people. Carrie Fisher, she put a Willie Nelson mural smoking a doobie in his house. I mean, she's done some cool stuff. She's working on a project right now in Roswell, New Mexico, that's going to take her 6 months. So she's basically, through charity, created a career. But since we started working with her, which is now 4 years now, she has helped us raise, through these barrel auction items, over $2 million.
Insane.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And even better than that, she gives me a great jawline when she paints me. It's just like, she's like,
model cheeks.
She really does it for me. She knows it too. No, that's incredible. We love her. And shout out to her. I wish I had written down her Instagram, but we'll tag it in the comments because she's
Crystal Nobles.
Oh, yeah. It's Crystal Nobles Fine Art, I think, is her Instagram.
Crystal's. Yeah, I think it is Crystal Nobles Fine Art. Yeah.
Anyway, she's amazing. Give her a follow. And I think you're just a great connector of people, but I want to talk about what makes Devil's River whiskey. My boyfriend is a snob town when it comes to whiskey and wine, and he loves the Distiller Select, and he should be, is that what you're drinking? Yeah. He should be anyone. He's like, no, it's amazing value for what it costs. It's incredible whiskey. If you get any gift, like the box is beautiful. That's, I think, the best gift, but you won over my boyfriend's heart with that Distiller Select. Well,
that's,
so congratulations.
Good. That's good. Yeah, because he's particular. We know that, right?
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's the impetus for the whole company was to create great products for a reasonable price or value price. Not cheap, but not overly expensive, not pretentious, but an approachable price. We don't make as much margin as a lot of companies, but most of our whiskey is priced where 80% of the whiskey is in the market. So we can, price-wise, stand up to all the major brands. And then we have some higher-end stuff that are a little bit more expensive, but still a lot less than some of the other allocated products you see out there. So it's not easy to do, but it's a labor of love, and we love doing it.
And you wouldn't even let us see when they were making it. You were like, you can't come over here. It's like the atomic bomb back there. You have some secrets going on. I don't know if it's like little angel dust sprinkled.
We don't allow photographs at our facility over there. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
don't,
we have some proprietary stuff.
That's
exactly
right. Well, you can tell when you taste it, and all of the flavors. Since this is a live taping, what do you think of those flavors over there? Thumbs up? Aren't they so good? I call the cinnamon one the adult version of another cinnamon whiskey-ish that should not be named.
Cinnamon whiskey for adults.
That's right. Cinnamon whiskey for adults. And we have converted so many people because it's not syrupy. It's not thick. It's just delightful. And in cocktails, it's delightful. So that one's good. But we have to talk about the agave because we have to hide it. My tour manager's here. We have to hide it on our RV because all of our friends that we play with, like we played with the Lowdown Drifters in Nashville, and they knocked on the door and go, where's the agave? I'm like, no, that's none of your business. That's my business. But how did that come about?
At the time, the tequila category and the whiskey category were trending as the most popular spirits categories in the market. And I just had this crazy idea to maybe merge them together to see if I could somehow make it work. And so I went down to Jalisco, Mexico, and I partnered with an agave farmer who has, you know, the right plant, which is a 100% Blue Weber, which is what they make tequila with. And we just hit it off, and we started working with him, and he processes everything down there and imports the fermented agave through Laredo to San Antonio, and we blend with our base whiskey. And it was kind of a simple idea, a little bit more logistics-wise, but I had no idea how it would take off, but it has become our number one seller.
I think it's because of me. But
probably.
I'm just kidding. It is so good, and it makes the most amazing cocktails. Did you get the agave over there?
I think that was the first one he tried.
Isn't it delicious? I was on the meeting with your team last week, and I told them, like, thanks for the baby bottles. Like, we love the baby bottles, and, like, they were so confused, and I guess, like, I meant the mini bottles, but they Lauren was like, I didn't know if we sent you baby bottles. What are you talking about? No, we have like the miniature bottles, and when we go to radio and stuff, we give them out, and people absolutely love them. So thank you for that.
Awesome.
Really appreciate it.
We call them liquid business cards when we're handing them out. They're good.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
We're going to put a Bree Bagwell QR code on the back of there. Go to my website. Okay. Just kidding.
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell. And if you want to sponsor this amazing podcast, all you have to do is email onlyvanspodcast@gmail.com. Are you ready to take your merchandise to the next level? Well, just ask me who I use, and that is CH Lone Star Promo. They specialize in screen printing and direct-to-garment, embroidery, laser engraving, anything promo-related, they can do it. Step up your merch game now with CH Lone Star Promo and tell them Brie and Whiskey sent you.
Oh, so wait, let's go through the flavors. We have cinnamon.
Cinnamon's next, and then coffee, and then just it was really important to me that we don't use anything artificial in anything that we do. So I explained the agave already. And agave is actually in all three. It's in the agave, it's in the cinnamon, and it's in the coffee. So the sweetness element in all three of those are from the agave.
Great.
The cinnamon, there is artificial cinnamon, and there's real cinnamon. That's real cinnamon from Sri Lanka, which is off the coast of India, and it is 4 times more expensive than artificial cinnamon, but it just tastes so much better.
Oh, yeah.
And cleaner and non-syrupy. And so that's that recipe. And then the last is the coffee, which is 3 varieties of coffee beans. We work with a local coffee roaster here in San Antonio, San Antonio Coffee Roasters. This is a Vienna roast, so it's on the darker end of the roast. It's got the caffeine level between an espresso and a cappuccino, so pretty high amount of caffeine to start your Monday morning off.
I would never do such a thing. We're in the RV all the time, and my bass player, he hands me a coffee in the morning, and I'm like, what's in here? They don't even ask me anymore. They're just like, you know, did you know that I went to, oh my gosh, I'm going to mess this up. When we were in Key West, the president that lived down there for a little while. Okay, Kyle, cut this part out. Someone's got to Google it really fast.
Hemingway?
No, it wasn't Hemingway. Was he president?
Hemingway was president of Key West.
Yeah. President of my heart. I love that man. Truman, the Truman House.
Okay.
Right. We're back. We went toward the Truman House.
Okay.
I almost texted you, but I forgot. So President Truman, every morning, he took a shot of whiskey and chased it with orange juice, and he called it a heart starter. And I was like, oh my gosh, I gotta
that's
tell Mike,
crazy.
It's called a heart starter. Every single morning. Like, we have to, I thought, you know how, who is it on social media? He wakes up and does the Pledge of Allegiance every day. It's somebody so awesome, like Tracy Byrd or something. He does like the...
Randy Carroll does in San Antonio.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
But instead of that, I just get on my Instagram every morning and I do a heart starter. Would that be good or bad for your business?
It's fine.
Anyway,
any time is an occasion for whiskey.
I got sidetracked. Sorry. It mixed with water from the Devil's River.
That's right. So before I was ever in the whiskey business, I went down to the Devil's River when I was in college to float it with some buddies and go fishing, and never forgot it. It's so beautiful. If you ever get a chance to go down there, it's all spring fed. Cell phones don't work, which is wonderful. You can come off the grid for 3 days. They only allow 12 kayaks a day on the whole 94-mile long confluence, and you sleep on islands in the middle of the river because it's all privately owned on either side of the river. Fishing's incredible because it's all catch and release. There's Indian caves with drawings inside, you know, arrowheads. I mean, it's such a special place. And but again, all spring fed. Texas Parks and Wildlife determined that it's the purest water in Texas. So I formed a partnership with a ranch owner down there, and we harvest water out of his springs and we bring him up to San Antonio. So there's water from the Devil's River in every bottle of the Devil's River. We draw it from the southern end of the river because I don't want people accusing us of draining the river. We wait till it runs its course. And we also like to say that we give back more than we take. So we're the largest corporate donor to the Devil's River Conservancy. And that money goes for river protection, river cleanup, and So as we started expanding out to these other states, people would say, it's great that you support the Devil's River, but what about the Wild River in my state? And I started thinking, you know, they kind of have a good point. So I researched.
No, they don't. You're doing a great job. Okay. No,
well,
I get it.
Yeah, they were getting their feelings hurt that I wasn't supporting their river. So I started looking into it, and I found this organization at D.C. based. It's called AmericanRivers.org. And I called the lady who runs the sponsorship, and she happened to live in the hometown where I have my house in Colorado, which is meant to be. We had lunch, we talked, so we're now the official whiskey of AmericanRivers.org. So now all of our sales, a percentage of our sales, go to support all wild rivers across America.
Okay, well, that's better.
That's kind of how it all worked out.
Well, this is unrelated, but it's the same situation where somebody came up to me and said, you can't have that dog on stage, it's too loud for her ears. And I was like, okay, so out of spite, I bought her some doggy headphones. And now she loves her doggy headphones, and that lady was right. So I feel like those are similar stories. No one else thinks that but me, but that's okay. Anyway, so that is awesome. And we're already like so crazy running out of time, but do you have any favorite Bree stories?
I do, actually. You brought up a story earlier about you were creeped out by some old man that was offering you a whiskey basket. Well, I've got an interesting story on Bree.
Oh, no.
This was 6 months to 8 months into our first original partnership, and we had a deal we were sponsoring in Port Aransas, and it was Texas Parks and Wildlife Fishing Tournament.
Game Warden Fishing Tournament.
Game Warden.
Can I go on record and say that the Game Wardens are wild?
They are.
They are the most fun, and I love them, and thank you for being doing
Don't change
good,
the subject. I'm
okay,
trying
sorry.
To finish the story.
They just started so fun.
So, Bree had been dating this guy for a while, and then they broke up.
Oh, no.
And his dad's shoes were exactly like that guy's right there. So she used to date. I don't know. She's turning red.
Kyle, edit it out. No, it's fine.
So yeah. Was playing at this concert. But Bree had moved on, and she was dating this new guy. And she texted me, and she said, hey, I'd like to come on your bus because I'm trying to, you know, have some privacy and hang out with my friend. And I was like, cool. So the door opens, and Bree comes on. Hey, how you doing? And then some other guy comes in right behind her, and he's got his cap pulled down. And first of all, I was totally confused because it said Texas A&M, and she's a UT graduate. And then he shyly said, hello, sir. Nice to meet you. And it was Johnny Football.
Yeah.
You remember that? See, she's turning red.
I sure do. Well,
she's turning maroon, actually. So everyone's going to have their wild streak. But anyway, I found Johnny Football to be a very nice guy. I hung out with him for 2 days, and we did drink some whiskey. He might have been a minor at the time. I don't know. I don't think he was. I think he was just turned 21. But he was yes, sir, no, sir, polite, friendly. I think he did a foot race with your band, and he gave him like a 10-yard lead, and he still kicked their ass. He was an incredible athlete.
Well, the time I remember, now that you say this, and it's jogging my memory, he raced them backwards. So my band ran forwards, and Johnny ran backwards, and he still won. Like, it was
that's incredible.
But I agree. He's a nice man, and I think that, you know, I hope the documentary shines some light on.
Yes, we watched it, and I mean, look, he had a lot on his plate for a young man, and he was incredibly talented, and had a great college career. And it was interesting because our oldest son played football in San Antonio, and he played against Kerrville Tyvee his senior year, and Johnny Football's team kicked their ass.
I don't doubt it. But you know what? Both of those didn't work out for a good reason, because you've been through so
third
many breakups with me.
Yeah.
How many breakups have you been through? Don't answer that question.
Yeah.
I
said third
know
time's a charm, but I was being nice.
Yeah, okay.
Three dozen.
Listen, but the whiskey has got me through it, and I really appreciate it. I don't know what I would have done without it. I named my dog Whiskey, so that's how much I love it. And you've been nice enough to call me the original Whiskey Girl.
And I still see you that way. And the one thing that people may not realize about you is, besides your talent and all that, is that you work your ass off. You really do. And you're not around and I talk to people about you, they say the same thing. Everyone says that's the hardest working person I know. And you're so dedicated. You say yes, you're always going all over the place, and you can look at your schedule and see that. And that's not easy. And how you can still be up on stage and not look like death tired. You always look beautiful when you're up there on stage performing. So that's pretty impressive what you pull off.
Thank you. That's very nice. I was joking with I have this amazing PR team up in Nashville now. And I was like, I'm really tired. I wonder if people are saying I'm the hardest working person out there because I'm not any good. Like maybe I would rather them be like, she's the greatest songwriter, she's an amazing singer, but it's like, well, she works real hard. And they laughed so hard. They were like, no, it's definitely a compliment and it's not. But in my old age, I'm trying to work a little bit less and make a little more. You know what I'm saying? So I bought an RV. We're like traveling in style. And I say work less, but that still means working pretty much all the time. But
so how many dates did you do in 23?
We did like 108, so not crazy, but I think it was...
That's two a weekend. I mean, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot considering that doesn't include travel days or radio days, you know, where I'll take off and do a radio tour for 5 or 6 days. And so there's definitely a lot. And then I'll go to Nashville once every few months to write songs. And so whose podcast is this? Why am I answering questions? Like, what is it? Do you have your
people
own
are
podcast?
Way more interested in you than me.
That's not true. You should have Kyle. Well, Kyle is so busy, but he.
You want to interview Whiskey? We can interview Whiskey. Yeah.
She's asleep. She's so bored with us. So, how did you get into music and stuff? Like, where did your guitar playing and singing come from?
Just growing up. I mean, Dad, we used to drive on trips, you know, and so he'd always have old country on the radio. So I grew up listening to Hank Williams Sr. and Bob Wills, and I am old, you're right. But that's, I look at Bob Wills as, you know, the original Texas storyteller and creator of such a unique genre of music, which was Texas swing. And then years later, you know, I think Jerry Jeff Walker was the first, even though he's not originally from Texas, he spent most of his life here. He was the original kind of Texas artist that kind of laid the groundwork. And then there was Pat Green, and then all these others followed. But Jerry Jeff was like out there by himself for a long time, and he was so popular, and saw him many times in solo shows and full concerts. And so anyway, I think just being around music in general, my parents gave me a guitar for Christmas, I think when I was in like fifth or sixth grade, and an old Alvarez. It was new at the time, but I still have it. And
oh, you do?
I do, yeah. So I've just been, never took lessons, never took singing lessons, never took guitar lessons, but just kind of self-taught. And I enjoy it as a hobby. I've never been in a band or anything, which I don't deserve to be.
I wouldn't recommend it. This is way more profitable, it seems. And I don't know, free whiskey. Do you want to play a song?
I think you should.
Well, I will, but you should too. I told Ashley she could just come hang out tonight and not work, and there she is. This is fun. My former tour manager, my current tour manager, and they're both like, gosh, Bree, we just can't get rid of you.
So ladies first?
Me first? Okay. I'll go first. I am trying to think what I should play. I've been writing a lot of songs, like... But hey, can you hang out here for a second? Okay, she's fine. She's used to it.
You play with her in your lap.
Yeah. Well, I have the best picture of her like up on my guitar at the roundup. She knows. But when I write songs, she's right here, so she might as well just stay here. It's what she does best. But I'm about to go. I got getting the songs ready for my new record.
Is this your new Martin?
No. Okay. So did I tell you about this Martin?
Is this the one that was signed by Willie? No. This is a different one.
No, but it's the same model.
Okay.
Oh, you're a hero. So Willie Nelson signed my Martin. And so obviously I hung it on the wall because I'm not stupid. And my PR team works with Martin Guitars. And I said, hey, I can't take my guitar out. And they said, what was it? I said, it's an HD28. And so they sent this out like almost 2 years ago and said, thank you so much. Try this one out. And I said, okay, how much is it? And they told me, but they were going to give me a good deal on it. Anyway, it's been 2 years and they haven't asked me for any money. So I'm hoping that they're just like,
they locked kinda, their dress.
They just like took it as a loss or whatever, claimed it as a loss. Can I still, is there a pick in there? I'm sorry. This is our second. We played a show earlier in Austin, and today we played.
Told you she was hardworking.
Yeah, we played, and it was really cool. It was Mike from Silverada, formerly Mike and the Moon Pies, yeah. John Bauman, and Jonathan Terrell, and it was for a really good cause at the White Horse, and it was so fun. That's such a cool bar. Have you ever been there?
Yes.
It's so cool. Kyle can cut all the boring stuff out. Sorry. What should I play? Any suggestions? Whiskey. Oh, I haven't played that in forever. Let's do it. If I can.
I just have a special request. Is it possible? I think everyone would agree. Would it be okay if you played two songs? Whiskey and then one of your new ones.
Oh.
Would that be okay?
Sure.
Is everyone okay with that?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Everyone says it's a good idea.
So I wrote this song when I was like 18. Yikes. This song is old enough to vote. And it's really makes me sad, but I wrote this song about a boy who liked whiskey more than he liked me. And now I like whiskey more than I like him. So we're all good. Sometimes I swear.
Beautiful.
I remembered all the words. Thank you. that.
So it's not because she was pretty or because she had a pretty voice. It's that song that made me want to partner with her because I was in the whiskey business and I was looking for a company, for somebody who could help us reach out to more female consumers. And because, you know, whiskey's kind of been a man's drink for a long time, and she's changed that. She's, like, gotten so many women turned on to whiskey over the years, and it's really worked. So it's been great to have you as a whiskey ambassador.
Well, that's very nice. Let me take a drink real fast. I'm obviously not reaping the benefits of liking whiskey, and yeah, we have a bunch of whiskey in my household, and it's delightful. But I always wonder because, you know, but my dad, and I think it's just like in my blood, I love whiskey. And I think as a woman, there's something very freeing and strong about drinking whiskey. I don't know what it is, but whenever I drink it, I can like conquer the world. Not like I want to punch you in the face in a mean way, but if it's like, I feel like I can, like I'm strong. I don't know.
I believe that sophisticated women drink whiskey.
That's right. Drinking it slowly and tasting it and smelling it. I like all of those things. I'm tempted to play a new song that I played today. Ashley says yes. It's kind of a strange song, and Paul had never heard it, and I debuted this at Mile Zero Fest in front of, like, a bunch of people, and he had never heard it, and he was like, okay, thank you for the heads up on that. I was like, terribly sorry.
Is this a love song?
No, but not at all. Maybe, yes. I don't know. I'll let you decide, but I joked today that in my mid-30s, all my friends are going through their first rounds of divorces. Yeah. And, there's a lot of talk when we go to lunch about love languages. It's like, we're reading this book. It's called The Love Language. And I'm like, all my friends, I've never read it, but I could tell you all about it because all my friends are reading it. And so, you know, my love language is just being in person with my boyfriend. But I wrote this song for a bunch of my friends, basically. Well, I need your hands on my body. Ain't enough. It's not that you don't want me. It's just how I feel love. So don't contain it, baby, but explain it, baby, slowly. Like only you can hold.
Was a great song. How long ago did you write that?
Like a month ago.
Thank you.
Thank you
I think so, yeah. So this is like Joe Bob following Johnny Cash. I mean, seriously, the heck have you got me into? I don't even know. Yeah. Can't go wrong with Merle. Will you harmonize if I do a Willie song?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You have your microphone still?
Yes. Oh, you have my... I'll have your microphone.
Oh. All right.
It smells like whiskey.
Drake, is it possible to get another whiskey?
Drake... Remember how we were friends too, and you could get me one too while you were at it.
Too.
I think I want just a splash, not a full thing.
All right.
Thank you.
Chris Christopherson wrote it.
Oh yeah, Sunday Morning Coming Down.
No, I said it's a Willie Nelson song.
Take the ribbon from her.
Women are always helping women.
That's right. Well, she's got my back.
Sisters helping sisters. All right. Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against your skin. Like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong, and I won't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow, 'cause tonight I need a friend. And yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight. And it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong, and I won't try to understand. And let the devil take tomorrow. Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight. And it's so sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
I mean, come on. Do you see why I work with this company? Get out of town. So good. Okay, one more, and then we'll wrap it up so Kai can go home. I can go home.
You're gonna
Ashley
do one
can
more?
Go home. You're going to do one more. Come on, just one more. Like, listen.
They're not here to see me.
I tried to like complain about something. I was like, I don't have anything to complain about.
All right. So you'll harmonize with me again?
I'll
I've
try.
Heard you do this song live before.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound. No one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild. My Mama seemed to know what lay in store. spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Dear old laddie, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but mama tried. Mama tried, mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried. Yeah, that leaves only me to blame, 'cause mama tried.
I think that's how it goes. That was amazing. Cool. Guys, thank you for being here. Thank you, Mike Cameron, and everybody at Devil's River. It was a delight. Thank you so much, and cheers. Now we get to just drink a little bit of whiskey.
Thank you, Bree.
Thank you.